Hello and welcome to the Wacky Tacky Traveler. I'm the unsavvy traveler looking for quirky destinations and family fun. You know, off the coast of Australia lies the Great Barrier Reef, the mecca for scuba diving. Just one thing, you should already know how to scuba dive before you arrive. Do not, and I repeat, do not let the Aussies teach you to scuba dive. They will toss you in the world's most dangerous ocean and say, "Hope to see you back, mate." Learn at home. I found my first jump into the rollicking down-under ocean, nothing short of utter terror. On about the third day, I had the hard misfortune of stepping out right on top of a shark who was coming up as I was going down. All I can say is, me and Jesus have something in common. I hit that inflate button with a vice grip of Terra and flew up like Dick Tracy in a jetpack. I flapped on top of my flippers across the top of that water and flipped back on the boat like a beached whale. They laughed, saying it was a harmless little nurse shark. Well, then where was the doctor shark? On an emergency? Oh, yeah, that would be my heart attack. Speaking of which, they tried to kill me. I'm allergic to shellfish. And I said specifically when they had the Oriental night, I couldn't have any oyster sauce. So when I got to the bottom of my broccoli, I noticed this little brown sauce and said, "Is this oyster sauce?" I said, "Yes, it is. We just thought it was the mollusk, not the shellfish." This poor woman who just met me had to drive me to the emergency room. When they got there, I said, "This is not the drug I need. This is my protocol for my allergic reaction." And they pulled this poor woman aside and said, "How much did she have to drink? We've never heard anybody talk like this." To which I replied, pulling off my oxygen mask, "I'm not a drunk Australian. I'm a sober Alabanian. I talk like this all the time, and I want my drugs, and I want them now." Sufficiently recovered, I had one dive left. Being of Scottish ancestry with the red hair to prove it, I just couldn't miss something I paid for. My travel philosophy is do everything there is to do and then go home. So I cut a deal. I found a woman equally terrified. We agreed, okay, not far, not deep, and not long. So we went out several yards and proceeded to hover. You know, that's a technical term in the ocean. That's when it happened. Still and quiet, the ocean came to us. We watched in wonder as a giant sea turtle swam by. Party-colored fishes circled us in curiosity, and an emerald eel peeked out for a look at us. We became part of the ocean, and it embraced us. I've been hooked on scuba diving ever since. My favorite pastime, though, is quirky museums. It's my opinion that a man who owns more motorcycles than an entire third world country counts. I'm talking the Barber Motorsports Museum in Leeds, near Birmingham. When the museum opened, I decided to take my Uncle Rube along. His claim to fame is that he was the first man to learn how to ride a Harley on his head. He rode for the Lucky Teeter Show during the Depression. Now, we all knew that Uncle Rube had a propensity to stretch the truth, you know, to the point it screamed for help. The man could spin a tale, but we were having a great time walking around the museum, looking at bikes he used to ride in the glory days. When Uncle Rube and I finished, he walked up to the biggest, hairiest, tattooedest, piercedest, most leathered and chained Harley dude there was. He poked him right in the belly that was so big it was worthy of a separate introduction. The man stiffened as Rube said, "What you riding, boy?" He said, "Who are you?" Rube said, "I'm Rube Carmichael." After one tense moment, the man melted and said, "Guys, it's Rube Carmichael." At that moment, I became the female version of Chopped Liver. Even old George Barber, the owner of the place, wiggled into the crowd asking if Rube had any pictures for his museum. Rube couldn't hear thunder, but he knew a willing group of ears when he saw it and took full advantage. Always the showman. We had a wonderful time at that beautiful museum, and I learned that sometimes tall tales can be the greatest truth. This is the Wacky Tacky Traveler.